Think how the thieves of this world have stolen your identity from you. You are the child of God. It is impossible to be other than perfect and be the child of God. And you don't decide to be. You can't make up your mind you're going to be. You can't make up your mind you're not going to be. It's the fact of life. Now are we the sons of God? And this simple fact, earth-shattering, in its portent, has been completely bypassed by most of us, by the religions of the world. We have said that the child of God, which I am, is imperfect, must be improved, is sick, is lacking, is limited, will die. That isn't the child of God at all. That's a false concept we have entertained, which has nothing to do with our identity, with our being. And now, before the seventh seal is broken, we finally come to the realization that because I am the child of God, because God is my Father, whatever denies my perfection not only is a lie, but is not here. It is a non-existent mental suggestion. It has absolutely no power to change the fact of being, that the all-present Father, the all-present Spirit, which is my substance, is ever itself and can never be less than an eternal perfect being. In my consciousness of that, I am ready to walk into the experience of heaven and earth in a life that is eternal. That is the fact. It is not to be attained. It has ever been that fact. You simply do not reject the fact. You learn to reject its suppositional opposite. And you will discover that all of the power of that fact, once accepted in your consciousness, is conscious union with God. It is the one self realized. The knowledge that there is no other. This is what is breaking the seventh seal now. Saying, Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God, forever and ever. Amen. Our God, Spirit, the one and the only, and all that is not Spirit is an image in time and space. You will learn to stand on that without moving a muscle or moving a thought, and nothing will ever touch you. One of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? Whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, Well, they are those which came out of great tribulation. And they have washed their robes and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The seal is now broken with the realization that God is my Father. Not the statement, the realization. And that realization includes the quickening of your being, the acceptance of the consequences of God being your Father, and the understanding that because God is all power, all mind, all presence, there is no power in the universe that can offset the perfection of God functioning my being at all times. The perfection of God is the assurance that my Father's perfection is never less than its perfect self. Perfection implies the capacity to sustain its own creation in perfection, to maintain, to feed, to govern, to protect, to safeguard, to guide, to teach. And that God being perfect in all this and being my Father, I am ever under the perfect care of my Father. All that denies this is the lie. The fact of the perfect protection of my Father never changes. All in my past that is denied this is a lie and never could have happened. Sickness could never happen to the child of God, and you were never less. Whatever sickness has been in your experience is nothing but the acceptance of the fact that God is not your Father and was not your Father. And so you see, your acceptance that God was not your Father never changed that, the fact that God was. Never varied his perfect care of your being. What is it telling you? That you had a false concept of yourself and of your experience. That the being who was sick was not your being. The being who was poor was not your being. The being who was undernourished was not your being. Did God feed you not enough? Did God close an eye and leave you unprotected? No. You lived in a false sense of self. There are no scars on your spiritual selfhood. There are no broken bones. There are no pains. There is nothing but pure, perfect being, ever immaculate. And whenever you retain this understanding sufficiently to blot out of your book of memories all that has happened to you, which is unlike God, and know that it could not have happened to the child of God, you will find you are breaking through the web of world thought. You are agreeing with your adversary by understanding the false nature of your adversary. And you are one of those who are walking into the kingdom of heaven on earth. Now that the seal is broken by this acceptance in the Bible, these are those who are on their way to mastership. They will never die. They will never be sick. They will never be lacking. Because they have accepted that their life is the Spirit of God. And that was all that was missing up to this point. Not having accepted that, there was no way for them to maintain the integrity of their being. They were defending a ghost. They were improving a ghost. They were correcting a ghost. And they were hoping that a ghost could survive. And they were feeding a ghost. The new man is the return to that consciousness which is called a virgin. The virgin consciousness is he who follows the Lamb. We are all being restored to the virgin consciousness of Mary. The awareness that the Spirit of God is the name of my being, that the fathership of God is assured because our substance is one and the same. That substance is ever divine, is ever being fed by the Father, is ever being maintained by the Father. And the hypnosis of the world mind, which declares the opposite, falls upon ears and eyes that are the ears and eyes of the Christ. Ears and eyes that redeem the appearances, that refuse to be less than the child of God that I am. No longer can we be robbed of our identity except by our own false self-will. Now, anyone who walks in the acceptance that God is my Father must find an uplift that no words can describe. You will be tempted to deny that. Peter was. Many are tempted to deny it because they have not learned it is the truth. But when you have learned it is the truth, then your denial is even worse. For when you deny through ignorance, that is one thing. When you deny what you have learned to be the truth, then you are saying that you have no desire to walk in the kingdom of heaven on earth. And so it will be. But now, how can I harm you? If there's any harm in me, it cannot be in the child of God that I am. It must be in my false sense of self. That false sense of self has no power over you. Anyone who wants to harm you is in a false sense of self. Are you going to accept a false sense of self as having the possibility of harm? The child of God is the name of each individual. When a person acts outside of their identity, they have no power except over someone else who is also outside their identity. And so the bomb has power over someone outside their identity. But when you know anyone coming at you with harm is the child of God in reality, then who is this person coming at you with harm? The child of God isn't coming at you. The child of God is all that is there. What is coming at you? Nothing. Ah, but you thought it was a person. You didn't know it was a consciousness. And you didn't know that consciousness was formed because of world mind, forming a mist through which the soul moves. Nothing is there but an image of one doing harm. Your adversary is the world mind coming through false consciousness as a person doing harm. All that is there is the child of God. Now, after 100 times of realizing that, you may stand and say, all that is there is the child of God, and all that is here is the child of God, and then you are in the Christ mind. There's nothing to do beyond that. And it's the same thing with any problem that besets you. Why, if you only solve 50% of them that way, or even one, to demonstrate to yourself that when you know the truth, it does make you free. The child of God is the only child on this earth. If you can't rise high enough to accept that, but wish to accept it only for your friends or your relatives or your family, you're not accepting the truth that spirit is all. And you cannot accept a part truth and expect it to work. But if you will bless all in your consciousness and know that the one child of God walks this earth, and through the mist you are seeing the many forms of many levels of consciousness, you will know that consciousness and forms do not change the invisible child of God. The Father made you and everyone on this earth in His image and likeness. Each is the child of God. We have to accept it and be true to it and bless all. And in the acceptance of the one universal child of God as a divine image and likeness, you have taken all of the potential harm out of this universe for you. Who is there? The divine image and likeness. Is it going to hurt you? Is it going to starve you? Is it going to send a virus to you? Is it going to pain you? It cannot. What can? Your belief that someone is there other than the child of God. Your belief that there are material conditions. Your belief that spirit is not all. Now we're emphasizing what this does in our daily life, aren't we? We're not looking at a revelation of the year 35 AD or 60 AD. We're looking at the word of the Christ mind in us today. We're seeing that this is the revelation of a truth. That God being our Father was true then, is true now, and will remain ever true. So that all that is necessary is for you and I and the world to learn to accept it. And in that acceptance, to know that the opposite cannot also be true. Only one is true, the child of God. The Spirit of God in you is the kingdom of God. And every quality of the Father is in that Spirit of you, functioning 100% at all times, maintaining the integrity of your being at all times, maintaining your health, maintaining your eternal life, maintaining your supply, maintaining the perfection of your being. And then out here is a level of consciousness, not totally aware of this, interpreting that fullness into a fraction. And that fraction appears as a physical self, a physical experience, a degree called humanhood, which is but the fractional experience of your false state of consciousness. And so we have the fullness. It is inherent to your being. It merely requires fidelity to the fact that God is your Father. This is then the subject of all of your meditations for the week. If you will, remember that God being your Father is the fact that is not alterable. You will then ask yourself, is it possible for me to walk across the street and be hit by a car? And you must say no. Because then God isn't your Father. God wouldn't permit His child to walk across the street and be hit by a car. Is it possible for you to be sick? Well, why would God permit His child to be sick? Wouldn't that imply an imperfect child, one that has to be improved? Could God create you in less than perfection? It is said you were created in His image and likeness, which is perfection. And therefore, erase all these potential disasters that the human mind is always anticipating. Erase the million tomorrows in which error could have existed in the false sense of life. And learn to wake up in the kingdom of God, as the child of God. When Luke revealed that heaven is at hand, he was saying you can enter the kingdom of heaven here and now, because heaven is where you are. Where can the child of God be but in heaven? Is there another place for the child of God? And if all are the child of God, where is heaven? Where you are now. And where is hell? Hell is where we insist on being in our consciousness. We don't have to wait for a day to go there. We have to step out of the consciousness which makes a hell of heaven in our own minds. Now, we don't have to go anywhere for heaven, and we don't have to wait. The child of God is in heaven and is there now, and the moment that is understood, you'll realize why Luke said the kingdom of God is within you. It is in your identity as the child of God. Do you realize that everything you need is right there? It isn't something you have to grow. It is there. It exists there, where you are. All it requires of you is to accept the fact that it is there. Now, the more you study the life of Jesus, you'll see you're really studying the life of the Christ mind on earth. The acceptance that all is there is the knowledge that nothing is missing in the child of God. If he appears hungry, it's because he's not conscious of the supply that is there. It is always where you are. And you must let your consciousness be lifted up to the place where you become conscious of that allness that is there. It is never missing. It is never somewhere else. It is always where you are. And in your divided human consciousness, you're simply not conscious of the allness that is there. But when you're conscious of being the child of God and practice that, you will never deny that the qualities of the child of God are the perfect image and likeness of the Father. Full, complete, self-contained, unto eternity. And because there is no death in the Father, there is no death in the child. Because there is no lack in the Father, there is no lack in the child. Because there is no problem in the Father, there is no problem in the child. Whatever is in the Father is in the child. Everything of the Father is in your being. Nothing has been withheld. Nothing can be taken away. And when you believe something is withheld or taken away, you deny identity as the child of God. And you let world thought rob you of your being. So that almost finishes the seventh seal. Therefore are they before the throne of God, serving Him day and night in His temple. You see, your being is His temple. Know ye not? Ye are the temple of the living God. And He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more. The child of God, realized, accepted as your identity, shall hunger no more. neither thirst anymore, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. You see, as long as you're depending on the sun in the sky and the heat of the sun, you're not accepting yourself as the child of God. When you are known within your consciousness as that child, you are the light. You are the heat. You depend on nothing whatsoever outside of your being. You are fully self-contained. This is the present fact awaiting your acceptance. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. Christ in you, accepted as your being, feeds itself and shall lead them into living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Every tear is a denial that you are the child of God. For as the child of God, there's nothing to cry about. This is the way, then, you are to break the seventh seal yourself. And this is the way to putting on the garment of immortality. The child of God is immortal. That means the child of God is not a mortal being. That means you are not a mortal being and the child of God. You've got to wrestle with this until you can come to that heartwarming conclusion that if you're the child of God, there are a lot of other things you're not. Now let's meditate upon this to get the full awareness that only the child of God is here and all over this earth and in universes unknown. And that child of God is one. Invisible Christ. Your name, my name, his name, and her name. Unseparated from the Father. Ever under divine law. Perfect as our Father which is in heaven. You contemplate that for a while. You explore it in your contemplation. You apply it to all things you know until the certainty of it is sure within you that I am that child. I am the substance of God. His spirit is my spirit. And therefore, the only law that governs me is his spiritual law. I'm not subject to material laws because I'm not a material being. I am the spirit. I see my false human state of consciousness behind the material appearance. I see how it was formed as the soul moved through the world mind. I see now that as I accept less and less and less of the world mind, only soul will form my consciousness. And only soul will outpicture the perfect child that I am. All this I can do in my own consciousness. I am sealing myself. And this sealing becomes oneness realized. One glorious, perfect self. Each step along this inner path toward that oneness, you will find another stripe, another notch in consciousness. You'll discover the meaning of suffering as quite different than the world has known. The only suffering you will feel will be the letting out of the false sense of humanhood. You see, that is how he suffered for our sins. He accepted reality within. And as you try it, you know it's quite a suffering. That's how he suffered. That's how we suffer. But compared to the sufferings of the world, this suffering is a priceless joy. We suffer ourselves to advance higher and higher in the acceptance of his life as our life. And the only suffering we feel is as the false sense of life makes its demands against us. What a different suffering than the real sufferings the world thinks it's going through. We are being cleansed completely into the realization that the Son of God has ever been the Son. You never had a karma at all. It was all the false sense of the world mind. It never was there. That is part of the hypnosis of the world mind. The breaking of karma is the recognition that there is none for the child of God. For the child of God has no human past. The child of God is the timeless, perfect self of the Father, which I am. This will lead you to the out-of-the-body experiences that accompany the realization of Christ's self. When you're no longer fooled by the images that present the illusion of life in form. When he'd opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. That silence in heaven now, for a space of half an hour, follows the opening of the seventh seal to give you and I a chance to make the inner adjustment to our newfound identity. And that half an hour for us will be 1 week. The silence, the peace in heaven, as we quietly contemplate the true nature of the being called Christ, who is the child of God, the invisible, present, living reality of everyone who walks this earth. Until next week, blessings and love.